And Daf Kuf Yud Amad Aleph, let's just quickly go over the Mishnah. Misha Hoya Nosi Lishtei Yisaymais Ktanis Umeis V'yosa Eichalitzosa Shalachas Mehem Poiteres Tzoros. So in the first case, a person had married two Yisaymais Ktanis. The Ishus is a Ishus Darabonon. They fall Liyibumi Darabonon. So just like by an Ishus, the Yeraise, if you're Miyabim or Choylitz, one of the Tzores, it patters the other one, so here's also the same halacha. Now the Mishnah says, V'chein Shtei Charoshes. The same halacha applies by Shtei Charoshes. It's also an Ishus Darabonon, and so the Pashtus Loshon HaMishnah would seem that the same halach applies, that B'yosa Oichalitzosa Shalachas Mem Peiteres Tzorosa. So the Gemara asks on this, B'chareshes Bas Chalitzahi? Is a chareshes a Bas Chalitza Vosnan? We learned in the Mishnah, Cheresh Shenechlatz, if the Yavam was a Cheresh, or V'chareshes Shecholtzo, or the Yavama was a Chareshes, or V'chayletzes Minakotn, Chalitzo Sopsule. It's a posel of Chalitza, it's not Matir. And the reason is, because the Gemara said before that they have to be a Bar Amire, even though Amire is not Ma'akev, but al kaponim, we need the halacha that kol haroy lebila bila ein makeves by bakol shein haroy lebila bila makeves by. So since achareshes is a lav bas amire, so it's she can't make chalitza. Oma Rav Gidol, Oma Rav Abiye. So Rav said that what it says v'chein does not go on both halachas of a ktane. Could be it's going on chalitza also. You have a problem that a charshes cannot make chalitza. So Rabbi said it depends. Kan becharshes meikore. Our Mishnah is speaking about that when she got married, she was a Charshes. So then the Ishus was only an Ishus Darabonon. And by an Ishus Darabonon, they weren't machmir, that if she falls liyibum, if you'll make a chalitze through a Charshes, that is a lav basamire. Since the whole Ishus is Darabonon, so they were makel. So a chalitze of a charshes will also help. You brought a mishnah that says that v'chareshes shecholtzo that's chalitzoso psule kan bepikachas v'acharkach nischarsha. Here it is speaking about, that mishnah is speaking about that when she got married, she was a pikachas. So there we're speaking about kedushin d'yeraise. So in order to be matar hol l'shuk, we need a toire dike chalitze. So mina toire a charshes cannot make chalitze because she's alav basamir. And the Gemara explains charshes meikoro, a charshes meikoro ki heichi da'ol kochi nofak. That means a charshes mikor, just like the first Ishus, before she fell a yibum, was beremize, it wasn't a Ishus d'eraise. So memele, that what she becomes mutal l'shuk is also, even though it's not a geherige chalitze, geherige de nichnesa beremize, is yotza beremize, nofak miyovim beremize. Pikachas v'acharkach nischarsho loy. But if she got married, she was a pikachas. So then it comes out that this is kedushin d'iraisa. It's kedushin d'iraisa, so now you need chalitza d'iraisa. So then chalitza won't help. The ma'ak v'bo kriya, because by acharshes, kriya is ma'akiv, because she's ein aruya le kriya. So that was Rabbi's Torah. So Rabbi said, Amir de Kechidish, that by a chalitza of a charshish, who was only married mit the Rabbonim, they were makel on the etzem oifen achalitza, and they were makel with a great b chalitza, even though lemaisa halachically this is possible, but by anishas the Rabbonim, they were makel. Eisvei Abai. So Abai has a few kashes on Rabbi, on this yisod. The chareshes meikore bas chalitzehi. Is this true that a chareshes meikore is a bas chalitze? Can give chalitze to chareshes meikore? Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Shnei achim. There were two brothers, echod pikeach ve'echod cheresh. Nisuyin lishtei nachiyes. They married two women who were not at all related one to the other. Achas pikachas ba'achas chareshes. And it seems that the pikeach married the pikachas, and the cheresh married the charshes. Meis cheresh bal chareshes. Now the cheresh died. Mayase pikeach bal pikachas. So what should the pikeach do? So the Gemara understood the vow we're speaking about, a cheresh and a charshes meikore. So it's only kedushin darabono. And now she's falling liyibum to his brother. Mayase pikeach bal pikachas koines. So he's miyabim her. Vimrotza lohoitzi yoitzi. And after his miyabama, he wants to give a get, he can give a get. So when the charshes is falling liyibum to the pikeach, the Tanna said the only eitze yibum. He did not at all mention chalitze. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Now what happens if the pikeach died? Now she's falling liyibum minatayre. There's a zike minatayre. She's, this was kedushin deraisa. Mayase cheresh bal chareshes. Koines. She's also miyabed. But here, ve'eni moitzei la'olam. He can never give a get. So the difference between if the pikeach is the yovam, if the cheresh is the yovam, is if a get can be given. Both of them make yibum. If the pikeach is the yovam, after the yibum, if he wants, he can give a get. If the cheresh is a yovam, he's miyabim, but afterwards he does not give a get. My love becharshes miikor. So the Gemara understood it speaking about cheresh bal charshes, is speaking about that bishas tchilas ha'ishus, she was a charshes. So it's kedushin derabonon. Uktoni koines. And it says, what does the pikeach do? He's koines. Koines in. Chayle tzloi. So it's a kashan rabbi. Rabbi said that by a charshes, the mikori, you can make chalitza also. So the Gemara is matche, loy, bepikachas v'acharkach nischarsh. It's speaking about that bishas she got married, she was a pikachas. Her husband was a pikeach, and the ishus was an ishus minatoire. And then later, both of them became charshim. But now you need a mater minatayra to be mater olishuk, so chalitza will not help. So therefore, the Mishnah says the only thing is yibum. Now let us see Rashi. V'charshes bas chalitzi diktoni masnisin v'chein shtei charshes. So Rabbi said ki heichet de'ol lebal horishen shekonso beremize ochanami nofik miyovon beremize. So the Gemara is the kasha from the Mishnah. We had nisuin shtei nechiyes pikachas lepikeach v'chareshes lecheresh. Koineis. So it says if the charsh, the cheresh died, so the pikeyach is koines is miyab. She'ein abas chalitze, you can't give chalitze mishum kriya because she's a lav bas kriya, she's a charshes ella koinsa. Ve'imrotza lohitziya achar kach, if he wants to give her a get, meitziya beget. Shekeshem shenichnesa beremiza kach teiste beremiza v'loitzriche chalitze. Now, the end of Rashi is doubly schwer. There's two schwerigkeiten on Rashi. Rashi explains the halacha. You have a charshes that was nisyabim from a pikeach. Let us assume the way we're saying now, it's an ishus derabono. So it says he can give a get. He can give a get. So Rashi wants to explain why does the get help? So Rashi seems to be saying, just like her whole ishus is beremize, that means even though she's a lav bas das, so it's a kedushin derabonon kach teitze beremize. So the get also helps beremize. So this the keren oire es and Rashi. This is a pella because this get that he is giving is not a get beremize. He's a barbas. He's a pikeach. That what she's a lav bas das. So Rashi says later, achalsh, she don't need das to be mekabel a get. Every get is bal koch. You don't need the das or isha to be mekabel the get. So if Rashi is explaining why the get helps, there's no need to explain why the get helps. The get helps minatoyre. So this line is schwer. The Keren Oire he says he doesn't understand Rashi. Shem shenichnas beremize karteitz beremize. That's one schwerikat. Now Rashi says further, the loitzricha chalitza, and she doesn't need chalitza. Now this is l'chayra also very schwer. He was miyabma, and then he went and he gave her a get. So Rashi all of a sudden has to tell us, you know, she doesn't need chalitza. Nefashteitzach, she doesn't need chalitza. He was miyabim her. What is Rashi telling us? I had once wanted to say a chiddush, and dachsach mir from these Rashi's here, we have a raya to that chiddush, that the Gemara says, the Gemara had a hava mine, that after Yibum, you should need chalitza. The Gemara had a hava mine, that it says, v'yibma adayim yibumim rishaynim olel. That after Yibum, the Yavam, if he wants to give her a get, he should have to give her a chalitza also. That was the havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara darshins ulakocha loy leisha, kivin shelokcha, areinase ishtois kecholdovo, melamed shemegarsha beget. He gives her a get, and Rashi says, ve'in tzorich chalitza. So I wanted to say pshat in that Gemara, because of a few heichachis, that the Gemara means as follows. The Gemara in Kiddushin had a hava mina that every Yevome should go out with a get. That was a hava mina of the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara made a kal v'chayma, madoch an eishes ish, that does not go out with chalitza, goes out with a get. A Yevome that goes out with chalitza, avadigivish should go out with a get. The Gemara says it's a moyrdike kal v'chayme. It should take be like that. But the Gemara brings a miut. It says, Nal ein midi achin eloi. By a Yevoma, only chalitz helps. Get doesn't help. So I wanted to say pshat in the Gemara that miut, that a get does not help on the eishes hameis, the havamina would have been, is a lav leisiyah eishes hameis achutzali izo. That when a mace dies without children, there's still issues. She's still married to him. And the Pasuk said, Leisiya Eishes HaMeis, Achutza Lizor, this Eishes HaMeis, this Isha that's married to the Meis, she's not permitted to get married to someone else. So the Havamina was that the Yavam should give a get on the Eishes HaMeis. So the Gemara says, no, Na'al Ein Midiachin Elot. So that a get doesn't help on the Eishes HaMeis, that is only Kozman, he's not Miyabim Ho. But after the Yavam is Miyabim, the Yavamim, so we learn now from the Posek, V'yibmo Adayim Yibumim Rishonim Elah. After Yibum, she's still a Yavamim. She's still an Eishes HaMeis. But now, Nase Ki Ishtoy L'chol Dovah, Melamed Shemegar Shemeget, now a get helps. But the Chiddush is that when a Yavam gives his wife a get, so the get is matter the Eishes HaMeis. That is Pshat Nasas Ki Ishtoy L'chol Dovah, Melamed Shemegar Shemeget. So now this Rashi is telling us, Rashi is saying like this. It says, Acharshis fell to Apikeach. So he's Miyabmo. So the way we're saying after Yibum, we're still not finished. It's still Eishes HaMeis. So Rashi says, now he gives her a get, and for some reason we don't understand why Rashi says this. Shekeshem shenichnesa beremiza, kach taitzi beremiza. The get helps me, the Rabbono. So Rashi all of a sudden had to say, if it helps only me the Rabbonon, so what's with Chalitza? Well, it's Richa Chalitza, she doesn't need Chalitza. Because since the whole Ishis is only me the Rabbonon, so Memela, so get me the Rabbonon will help, then you don't need Chalitza. The get is sufficient. So now Rashi is telling us something. Rashi is saying the get helps to be matter the Ishis HaMetz. That is in a case when the Pikeach was Miyabim the Eishes Acheresh, the Charshes Eishes Acheresh. What if it's the other way around, that the Pikeach Baal Pikachas died, so the Cheresh is Miyabim, Koines, the Ein Moitzia Lo'ilom, but the Cheresh can't give her again. Now we have a Moira de Karashi over here. She'ein gitoy mafkia kidushay ochiv pikeach she's kikua loy liyibu. Now this is a Pella de Karashi. What Rashi is giving us a reason why his get doesn't help. So the reason is poshet. The Cheresh made Yibum. So now she's the wife of the Cheresh, Mina Teire. A Cheresh can't give a get. So Mamela, that's why the get doesn't help. Why does Rashi, what does Rashi say? Shein Gitoi Mavkiya Kedushay Ochi Pekeya. His get is not Mavkiya, the Kedushay Ochi Pekeya. That's done and over with. She is Kikua Loyli Yibum. So I wanted to say Pshat in this Rashi with the same Yisot. Number one, there's a problem. There's always Eishes HaMeis. After Yibum, there's also Eishes HaMeis. Now the get of the Yavam is matter the Eishes HaMeis. So Rashi says, but over here it doesn't work. She'en Gitoi, the get of a Cheresh cannot be Mavkiya Kiddushe Yochim Pikeyach She's Kikul. His get can be matter the Eishes HaMeis. There's only one problem. There's one more problem. Fine. Afilu naniach shekeinim anachnu. That is Eishes HaMeis. And the get of the Cheresh cannot be matter the Eishes HaMeis. Fine. We'll say the whole shtick Torah. But there's another reason why the get doesn't help. She's the Eishes HaCheresh also. Forget about Eishes HaMeis, which will say that's a lav of Yavam HaLashuk, but she's the Eishes HaCheresh. She became the wife of the Cheresh. So Bemele, his get doesn't help to be matter his Eishes. She's his wife min HaTorah. And his get can't be matter the Eishes. He was Miyabim Ha. So she's his wife, Minatera, and his get can't be Miyab the Ishas. And this I had wanted to say another Chiddush, which is debatable, but I'd like to mention it, Al Kapone. Shitas Rashi is in Kiddushin that this is not debatable, the first Hanoch. Shitas Rashi in Kiddushin is that the Gemara Darshins and Daf Yutesam Ad Aleph, the Gemara Darshins as follows. The Ish Asha Yinaf Es Eishes Ish. The person will be Mezana with an Eishes Ish, so it said he's Chayiv Misa. So, the Gemara Darshins, Eishes Ish, V'loi Eishes Kotten. But if he was, if a person is Mezana with an Eishes Kotten, there's no Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara asked the Chish, Yesh Ishus Lekotten, a Kotten has Ishus, you have to tell me a meal that if he's Mezana with an Eishes Kotten. The Gemara says, yes, a Yavim was me, a Kotten, Yavim was me Yavim. Rashi in Kedushin learns Pshat, that what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us that a Yavam that is Miyabim and Isha, she becomes his wife. She's an Eishes Kotten. And the Pasuk is telling us, but on this, and she's an Eishes Kotten, and it's a Yibum, and he Yashins her, and all the dinim of Isha apply. A Yavam could be Miyabim, according to Rashi. But the Pasuk says, there's no Oynish of Misa on this issues. So it's a unique issues. It's an issues. She's married to the cotton. A cotton is a bar yibum. But there's a gzeiris akosiv that on this issues there's no chi of Misa. And there are rayas, or there are soibrim that hold not only there's no chi of Misa, there's no chi of koras, there's no Isa. The Torah was memayit completely from there's no isurim. This is an issues without Isurim. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. If a Yavam, cotton is Miyabim, so Memele, the Yibum is Chal Minatayre, Yashin so, she becomes Ishtay Minatayre, but there's no Onshim on this issues. That is Shitas Rashi. If we can go a step further, there's a Rashi, in Gittin Dach Sechmir, that says that we learn out that a cheresh shoyte v'kotten cannot be a shliach. So Rashi says, how do you know that a cheresh cannot be a shliach? Because the Pasuk says, ish shenira bardas. A cheresh is a lav bardas. That's a Rashi. So this is a moiridike Rashi. So Rashi is telling us that a cheresh is not called an ish. That means ish does not mean is a ben yud gimel shonim, ish v'loi kotten. No, ish means a bardas. So automatically a kotten is a lav bardas, a cheresh is a lav bardas, a shayt is a lav bardas. So all of them are nismayit from ish. This is a Rashi legabe shlichus. So im keinim anachnu, that just like Rashi holds that the miut of Eishes Ish v'loi Eishes Kotten is coming to tell us that there's no onshim on the issues of a yibum of a kotten, so l'chayre in the same vein, if a cheresh is miyabim, there also shouldn't be any onshim, because it says Eishes Ish v'loi Eishes Kotten, and Ish does not mean only v'loi Eishes Kotten, l'chayre means v'loi Eishes Cheresh, Le Eishes Shoyte, Le Chayre, we should be Memayet Acheresh also from the same year. So now Rashi is Meiridik. Rashi says, Rashi, the big problem of it, the Cheresh can't give a get. So Rashi says, why not? She's Mutalit, there's no Isurim on her. Why can't he give a get? So Rashi says, sure there's a Nisa. He's a Nisa of the Eishes Hameis. The Eishes Hameis is still around. In his get is matter the Eishes Hameis. And that's what Rashi says. She'ein gitoi mavkiyoi kedusha ochi pikeyach. His get cannot be matter the kedusha of his brother. She's kikul elim. That's the problem. That's why he can't give a get. Could be that is pshat in Rashi.
אגב אוכה, איסו ליד דוד, פן רב דוד קלינה, איסז אין אין אולט, דזן בין דן דס רשי, איסז אין אין אולט, איבין דס רשי, דת רשי סז, דת, דת, דס נו שליחס בי החרש, בקושי ניר איש, so he says, L'chayre, we should say, an eish is cheresh, there shouldn't be an iser, there shouldn't be any oinshim, because you should be ma. We don't say that. So he says, Rav David Kalina says not like that. That l'maisa, there's a difference between an eish is cheresh and an eish is cotton. But lulei dvorov, perhaps this is pshat and rashi. Al koponim, let us get back to the sugya. Let us get back to the sugya. The Gemara had asked Akasha on Rabbe. Rabbe had said that Acharshis, if she was Acharshis Meikore, so if she was Acharshis Meikore, so Memele, you can give her a chalitza. Here it says that Acharshis, what was Nosui to Acharish, fell to Apikeyah. So it says the only thing the Pikeach can do, he can make Yibum. He cannot make Chalitza. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Ktoni koinis en choylet loy. So it's a Kasha and Rabbe. Rabbe had said, acharshes the Mikore, you can give Chalitza. So the Gemara says, loy bepikachas va'achakach nischarshe. No. Here we're speaking about, this Mishnah is speaking about that when she got married to the Cheresh, she was a Pikachas, he was a Pikeach, it was Kedushin the Eraisa, and therefore, when the Cheresh died, so you need now a Chalitza the Eraisa to be Mata, you can't make a Chalitza the Eraisa in the Charshes, she's a Labba Samira. Chaylitz Loira, she says, Mishum Kriya. Toshma, okay, so Rabbi answered that kasha, yes, the kasha from the Mishnah, Rabbi answered that kasha. Toshima. There's another bov in that Mishnah. Shnei achim pikhim. There are two brothers which are pikhim. Nisuyin shtei nochiyas. They're married to two women who are not at all related one to the other. Achas pikachas. Ba'achas charshes. One is a pikachas and one is a charshes. So again, we'll learn how the Gemara learned in the Havamina. So the Gemara in the Havamina understood that one pikeach married a charshes, so his ishus is at the rabbonim. The other pikeach married a pikachas, and so his ishus is minatayim. Meis pikeach bal hacharshes. Now the pikeach bal hacharshes died. So the way the Gemara understood, so she falls liyim midarabono. The whole issues was a issues darabono. Ma yase pikeach bal pikachas. What did she pikeach bal pikachas do? Koines, is miyabim. Vim roitze lohoitzi, yoitzi. If he wants to give a get, he can give a get. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, mayase pikeach bal charshes. If the pikeach bal pikachas died, what should the yovam who's a pikeach bal charshes? So then, so a pikachas is falling to a pikeach, is oi choylet, oi meyabim. So the Gemara asks, but in the case when meis pikeach bal charshes, my love, Midehu pikeach meikore, just like he is a pikeach meikore, hinami charshes meikore, so she was a charshes meikore. Uketoni, and we learned, koines in choylitz loy. So also it says when the charshes falls to the pikeach, he's meyabim, but he doesn't give chalitze. Now this is Akasha and Rabbe. Rabbe had said that if a charsh is the mikore falls liyibum, you can give chalitz also because chalitzus is on the rabbama. So the Gemara says the same dichli midi irye. It's a raya just like he, just like the pikeach was a pikeach mikore. So the charsh also was a charsh mikore.
Hokedeise. It could be the Pikeich was a Pikeich Mikore. The Charshes, when she got married, she was a Pikachas. And later she became a Charshes. And so when she's falling to the Yavam, she needs Chalitza min HaTeire. She needs Chalitza min HaTeire. You can't give Charshes Chalitza min HaTeire because she's a Labas Kriye. So therefore, it says, you Yemiyab. So, same Teretz. Eisvei. Now the Gemara asks a third kasha on Rabbi. And this is all bovis in the Mishnah. It's one big Mishnah in Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, a gigantic Mishnah. Shnei Achim, there were two brothers, Echad Pikeyach ve'Echad Cheresh. Two brothers, this is similar to the first case, one brother was a Pikeyach, one brother was a Cheresh. Nisuyin shtei achoyes. They were married, they married, here they married two sisters. This is the difference than the cases before. Before they married nochiyes, the women were not related at all one to the other. Here the two brothers married two sisters. The two sisters, achas pikachas, va'achas chareshes. One was a pikachas and one was a chareshes. The Pikeyach married the Pikachas. The Cheresh married the Charshes. Now, Meis Cheresh Bal Chereshes. Now, the Cheresh died. Now, the Cheresh died. Let us assume we're speaking about, that. And this the Gemara assumes that we're speaking about that this was, both of them were, there were a Cheresh and a Charshes Mikor. So this is Ishus Tarabona. So after the Cheresh died, the Charshes is Zokuk Liyibum to the Pikeyach. She's falling Liyibum Midarabona. The Pikeyach married her sister, the Pikachas. So she is a Erve Diyaraise. She's an Achis Isha Minatere. So when this Charshes falls to the Pikeyach, Mayase Pikeyach Bal Pikachas, nothing. Teitze Mishum Achis Isha. That means that she's an Erve, so Teitze Mishum Achis Isha. Meis Pikeyach Bal Pikachas. Now, what if the other way around? The Pikeyach died. The Pikachas is falling liyibum to the Cheresh. Mayase Cheresh bal Chereshes. Now what should the Cheresh do now? Now let's just sympathize with the Cheresh. The Cheresh has problems over here. Let's just enumerate the problems. The Yevame that is falling to him is Achis Ishtoi Midarabona. He married her sister. He's a Cheresh. He married a Charshes. That's Kedushin Darabonim. The Yevomer that's falling to him, Minatoyre, she's Zokuk to him. She's not an Erva Minatoyre, because his wife is only a wife Midarabonim. She's an Achreis Ishtoi Midarabonim, and she's falling to him Minatoyre. So let's just look at his matzav. Can he be Miyabim her? No, because Midarabonim, she's Achreis Ishtoi. Can't be Miyabim her. He can't give her a Chalitza either. He's a Cheresh. So, the Yevome is Avkahak Tetzores. Now, let's look at his wife. His wife is also Avkahak Tetzores. She's Achois Zikukosoi. That means her sister is a Skuke Minatoire. And she's an Achois Zikuke. So, his wife is also Avkahak Tetzores. So this person, the Misa of the Pikeyach, put a lot of people in Tzores. The Yevome is in Tzores, and her sister is in Tzores. So that's what the Mishnah is going to explain now. Meis Pikeyach Bal Pikachas, Mayase Cheresh Bal Chereshes. His Moitzi is Ishte Beget. His wife, he has to give a get. She's a Chayse Kukosa. He has to give her a get. Because her sister is Zokot to Minatoire. Ve'esh is Ochid. And what's with the Yevome? Nebuch Asur Eloilom. She's an Agun Eloilom. Achmona Nitzlan. He can't be miyapmo, she's a chayis kevushosay, a chayis ishtay, midarabono. He can't give a chalitza, he's a cheresh. Fine. So what's the kasha? Here we don't have any kasha on rabbi, but we have a kasha as follows. We'll see in a minute that the Gemara is going to prove that this case is speaking about Acheresh meikore and acharshes meikore. The Gemara is soon going to prove this. And since this is speaking about acheresh and acharshes meikore, so therefore, all the other cases in the Mishnah is Mustama speaking about similar to this case. And the other cases are also speaking about Acharshes the Mikore. And now we're going to ask back the Kasha and Rabbi. We had a Kasha before on Rabbi. That Acharshes the Mikore could only be Miyabim, you can't give Chalitza. So Rabbi told us, no. It's not speaking about Acharshes the Mikore. It's speaking about a Pikachas Vahodan is Kasha. Fine. We accepted that till we came to this bubble. But from this bubble, we'll prove to you that we are speaking about Acharshes the Mikore. So, Mustama, all other cases in the Mishnah are also speaking about Acharshes the Mikore. So now we're going to come back and ask the Kasha and Rabbi, so why by Acharshes Mikore in the previous cases, why can he give Chalitza? But now, first the Gemara is going to prove this. V'chi teime, hochi nami b'pikeyach v'achakach nischarish. Maybe you'll tell me, it says over here, Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayas echeresh bal chashes. So it says, he gives his wife a get, and the Yevome is asur aloilo. So, v'chitei miyachinami, this is also speaking about, bepikeach v'achakach nischarish. That you can't say. Mi motzi mapik. If this Cheresh married his wife when he was a Pekeach, and when she was a Pekeach, so it comes out that she's his wife, Mina Teure. Is how can he give his wife a get? Mi motzi mapik, how can he give her a get? Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Nischarsha. If a person married a pikachas, and then she became a chareshes, yaitzi, you can give a chareshes a get. No problem. Nishtatis, his wife became a shoite. Lo yaitzi, you shouldn't give her a get. And Rashi says it's a drabon de ketakone because shema yinagu bo minekevke. Nishar, that's if the wife became a chareshes or a shoite. Nischarish hu, oi nishtate. What if the husband was a pikeach? He married a pikachas, and then he became a cheresh, or he became a shoite. Lo yoitzi eilomis. So he can never give a get, because she's a wife mina toire. He is now a cheresh. He's now a lav bardas. A cheresh can't give a get. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the Pikeach dies and the Pikachas is now falling to the Cheresh, so the Cheresh gives his wife a get. So the Gemara asks, if this Cheresh is speaking about that it was a Pikeach ben Ischarish, he married her when he was a Pikeach and she was a Pikachas, how could he give his wife a get? He can't give his wife a get. And Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked another Kasha. If it's speaking about that a pikeach, he married her when he was a pikeach, and she was a pikachas, so what's the problem with her sister? So her sister's a tzoris elva min ha-teire. She's an achoisi. Her sister's an elva min ha-teire. She's an achoisi she min ha-teire. She's his wife min ha-teire. If he married her when he was a pikeach and she was a pikachas, so his wife is ishta min ha-teire, so the sister is an achisisha min ha-teire. And it says in the Mishnah, not like that, it says the sister's also lo ilom, and he gives his wife a get, she's an achisisha kukim. So al kolchoch, this bove has to be speaking about that by a cheresh shenosa charshes mikore. He was a cheresh mikore, and she was a charshes mikore b'shasta nisui. Elo lav b'cheresh mikore. Imiduhu cheresh mikore, hinami charshes mikore. So he's also, she also was a charshes mikore. So Tosfos explains why, because afilu you, before we say he could be a pikech mikore, she doesn't have to be a charshes mikore, that's too meanim. So cheresh, it doesn't have to be dumya the pikeach, but if both of them are charoshim, and he was a cheresh mikore, it's zichel mistava that she is similar to him. So if he's a cheresh mikore, she's a cheresh mikore. Umida achoyis charshes mikore, and now this bother of achoyis is speaking about charshes mikore that we proved just now. So the other two bothers, nochiyis nami charshes mikore. So the nochiyis, the case where we had that they married two nochiyis, is also speaking about charshes mikore. Now we're back to our old kashan rabbe. Usnan gabi nochiyis, we learned by the nochiyis. Koines in chaylitz loy. It says you can make yibum and you can't make chalitze, and that is not like Rabbe. Rabbe said, "Acharsh is the mikore. You could give a chalitze also. You can make chalitze also." Ishtik, Rabbe had nothing but to say. Finished. Opkifret. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Moitzi ishtoi beget." He gives. We're talking about this case that meis pikeach bal pikachas, and now the pikachas falls liyibum to the cheresh bal charshes. So the cheresh is moitzi ishtoi beget. Why does he have to give her a get? The zikas achoiso pikachas oisroso, the zika of the sister asoso. Shenisueho gimurim. Her issues is an issue deraisa. The pikeach that married the pikachas, she's ishtoi min ha-teira. So the nefila li yibum is an nefila min ha-teira. Vizu sofik. Now, to appreciate, we have to know the sugya vaita. Rashi speaking about the issues of a charshes. So, Bezu Sofik, it is a din of a Sofik Kedushin. Let's not go into this now. That's the next sugya, what the issues of a Charshes is mid Rabbonim. Obavein koyach bekidushel lifter es achoysa mishum achoys isha. The issues of the Cheresh and also Charshes that can pater the sita of achoys isha. So therefore he has to give his wife a get. Ve'eishes ochi vasur aliyoylam. And her sister, his wife's brother, is also loylom. The cheresh leimotzi chalitz. Chalitza he can't give. He's a cheresh. Umichnes nami leimotzi konislo. He can't be miyabmo. Da achoyz grushosa he. She's achoyz grushosa mi darabonu. Da achoyz o charshes oysa knuye bemikzes lochiv a cheresh. There was some sort of a kinyan, a darabonu de kinyan to the cheresh. Hilkach leyevsha. So there's nothing but you can do with the Yevame, with Aisha Sochib, so she's also Leila. So now Rashi says like this, Umehach mas nisin loy moisiv Leila Rova. And this Mishnah, there's nothing to ask Rova why the Cheresh doesn't give Chalitza, and the Hochemidina loy choletzai Cheresh lepikachas. Here, this is bullshit. The Cheresh can't give Chalitza to the Pikachas. Sherei Eishes Pikeach Oiso. The Pikachas is the wife of a Pikeach. Vizikosoi Gemura. And Vizika is an emissary Zika. Velekele Meimehi, you can't say Rovesvor ki heiched the Oloch in Nofik, just like the Konso Beremise is Nofik Beremise. The Pikachas was the wife of the Pikeach min ha-Teire. She needs a chalitza min ha-Teire. So here, why the cheresh can't give chalitza, this is no kasha and rabbi. This is understood. She needs chalitza min ha-Teire. So why does the Gemara bring down this Bava? El Elohi Maisalo Legeluya Ahanach Tati Tiuftika Maisal. We asked two kashas before. We just want to prove the Bechalshes Vecheresh Mikore Kamayri. It's speaking about Achashes Vecheresh. Da Kulu Tanyu Lugabi Adodi Bemas Nisan Lakama Bechesh. This is all one big Mishnah. So if by one of the Bavis in the Mishnah I can prove to you that Cheresh Shenoso Chareshes is speaking about Charshes Mikore, So all other Bavis are also speaking about Acharshes the Mikor. Now the Gemara is going to prove that it's speaking about Acharshes the Mikor. If it's speaking about he was a Pikeach, and later he became Acharshes, Mimotzi Mapi, can he give his wife a get? Diktoni Moitzis Ishte Beget, Ubiktoni Beget, Mashme Shetehei Moteres Lacherim. That he gives her a get, and now she can marry someone else. How can his wife marry someone else? We learned nishtates. What happened? Now we learned what if the wife becomes a chalshes, or the wife becomes a shoyt, or leiseitze. Pikachas, a person married a pikachas, she nishtates, she became a shoyt. Leiseitze mi bailo, she should not be yoytze mi bailo. Afal pi shoisha yoitzeis lerotzein v'sheloi lerotzein. So now Rashi asked, why can you give a get to a shoita? She doesn't have das. By every get, there's no das of the isha. So Rashi asks, why can you give a get to a shoita? She has no das. By every get, there's no das of the isha. Rabbonon tikun shaloi teitze, you should not give a get to a shoyte kedei shaloi yinagu bo minek hefka. They shouldn't be noig with a minek hefka, fi sheni yedas lishmer atzmo. Avol nischar sho, yoitzo. But if the wife became a chareshes, you can give her a get. Lebin in das isha beget. You don't need her das. I feel a pikachas bal kocha moitzi. You can be moitzi a pikachas bal kocha. Vocha le tikin rabbonu midi do ye das lishmeratz. Fine. That is when they became a shoyte or a chalshes. Nischarish hu. The kiddushin ho ye gemurim. The geirishin beloy das. So then is lo yeitzi alom. So a cheresh cannot give a get to be mater anishes the yeraitze. So the Gemara says, so just like this case has to be speaking about a charshes meikore, just like this case has to be speaking about a cheresh meikore, and the Charshes Mikore, that Charsh Mikore is enough, as long as the Charsh Mikore is a solution to the Rabbonim. So, Memele, Nochi Yisnami, the other two Bobes, Hanachtarti Dele'el, Charshes Mikore, comma. So, it also has to be speaking about a Charshes de Mikore. The Gabi Hadodi Tanya, because all these Bobes were learned together. So, Memele, So therefore, that's the Kashan Rabbe. V'hamigam gem loyma. So now, Rashi says, maybe someone wants to be megamgem. Our Gemara goes with the whole Megillah. That just like this case is speaking about, that he was a cheresh mikore. So the other cases is also speaking about that cheresh mikore, and she's speaking about she's a charshes mikore. So the other case also speaking about charshes mikore. V'megam gem loyma lomali kol hanech diyuki dekoma midohu cheresh mikore inami charshes mikore umidiach yis charshes mikore noch yis nami charshes mikore. Loisiv michat. Why do you have to prove that every one is a cheresh mikore? Loisiv michat. Let's jump right away from achis to nochis. Midohu cheresh mikore by achis is hu cheresh mikore by nochis. Why do you have to go to the
to the notion, just like he's a cheresh, or she's a cheresh mikore. And just like here she's a cheresh mikore, there also she's a cheresh mikore. Leisiv michat, let's just prove that he's a cheresh mikore. Midu cheresh mikore, hanachna midalel, cheresh mikore, ektoni bu kainis ein, chaylitz loy. So Rashi says, if you'll only prove that he's a cheresh mikore, lav milsehi. The chol hana charshin nofla lifneim pekaches. The previous cases when we were speaking about a cheresh, so when we were speaking about a cheresh, there was no problem whatsoever. The cheresh fell to the cheresh apikeach, bekeich lushe pekeach. So on the cheresh, we never had a kasha on rabbe. Let the cheresh give chalitza. How can the cheresh give chalitza if a pekachas is falling to him? V'lekele meima ki heichi da'ol hochi nofak. Avol b'chaush is da'lalikele meima hochi. V'lochi toni kaines pikeach v'loi chaylet. So Rashi says, the whole problem we had on Rabbi was the case of the charshes. In the case of the cheresh, there was no problem whatsoever. The whole case was the case of the charshes. Now before Rabbi said it, speaking about as a pikachas for hodon is charsho. So now we have a raya that it's not speaking about a pikachas for the nischasha, because mistoma all the bovis are the same. So Rabbi was asked this kasha ishtik. Rabbi had nothing but to say. He kept quiet. Ki also lekame de Rav Yosef, when he came to Rav Yosef, omalei, so Rav Yosef asked Abaye, my time toisve meho. Why did you ask a kasha from this bubble? The yochel ishnuye loch, and this bubble, he could also dreise chois. Achoyes, charshes meikore, nocheyes, pikres vachakach nischarsh. You're asking a kasha, you're assuming that all the bovis are the same. Just like the bov of achoyes is speaking about a charshes meikore, the bov of pikres is also speaking about a charshes meikore. If Rabbi could say no, the nocheyes is speaking about a charshes meikore. You can see achoyes charshes meikore, nocheyes can be speaking about pikres vachakach nischarsh. It doesn't have to be exact that everything is speaking about the same case. But he's asking, there's a bother in that Mishnah that for this bother you should have asked, on cheshbonis and other bothers, this bother alone is muchachet speaking about a charshes meikor. And here we have a kash. What's the bother they should ask for? Shnei achim charshes. The two brothers that are charshim, nesuin shtei achoyos pikchos. They're married to two achoyos pikchos. So lechayre, this is kedushin derabbanan. Oy shtei achoyos charshes, vayte kedushin derabbanan. Oy shtei achoyos achas pikchas vachas chareshes, vayte kedushin derabbanan, because the two husbands were charshim. Let's go right. Vechein shtei achoyos charshes. So, well, vital be kedushin derabbanan. We'll see. Nisuyis l'shnei achin pikrin is kedushin derabbanan der charshin. El l'shnei achin charshin. El l'shnei achin echad bekech vechad cheresh. So l'cheret speaking about kedushin derabbanan. Hare elu pturais minachlitze minayib. Fine. Because whatever it is, there's an ishus derabbanan, so she's an achayis isha midarabbanan, and shalom al Yisrael. Vim hoyu noichiyos. Now, if they were noichiyos, these two noshim were not related at all, yichnoisu. So then, you should be miyab. Vim rotsu lohoitzi. If they want to give a get, yaitziu. They can give a get. Now, here we have a big problem. Heichidom. If we are speaking about over here, that the pikchim ulbesoif nischarshu, mimotzi mafki, so can a pikeyach, that was soif nischarsh, can he give a get?
Was nan, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah we just said before, Nishtates lo yoitzi. Nischareshu ein nishtate lo yoitzi elomis. So here it says, they're miyabim, they give a get. Now, if we're speaking about that the issue started off when they were pikhim, all of them were pikhim, so memele, so yehefer an ishus di eraisa, that fell the yibum minateire, and you need a get minateire, so a get won't help. El olav. So you have to say that it's speaking about a charshin mikor, or speaking about charshin mikor. Umidahein charshin mikor, inunami charshis mikor. Now this is not at all necessary, we'll see in Rashi, because if they're charshin mikor, so it's just the rabbonos, we have again the charshin, and rabbi, so chalitza shrub. Uktoni, and we learned, imhoyo nachiyas yichnoisu, Yichnoisu ein, yecholzu loy, tiyufte, de rabbe tiyufte. So here we see an offene bove, redlich onchesboines, this bove has to be speaking about that it, the whole thing was an ishus de rabbonon, if a get helps, and it says you can only make yibum and not chalitze, so here's an offene tiyufte. Let us see Rashi, shnei achim charshim, nisiyeim shovin, Bein shehein pikreis, bein shehein chaushes, bein achas pikachas vachas chareshes, shrek nisosam lebaleyem beremize. Because they were married me the rabbonim, because they were chaushes. Vechein shtei chaushes, vechein shtei chaushes knosam beremize. No, the first case was chaushes. The second case is that the women were chashes, knisosim beremizah, v'afal pishem pikhin, that the men are pikhin, ayechad bikech vechad cheresh nusiyem shob, hilkach yoitz, seyev omen mishamach esishe. It's an ishus da rabbonon, it's an erve da rabbonon, and it's yoitz. V'im ho yun ochi, so mei sechel mehem, yichnes hasheni, v'lav b'achalitza hu, oi hi ein b'achalitza, ba'in ein b'achalitza, he's a cheresh, she's a chashes. Then Charshin Mikor, like Rasina, the Malavoch Himotzil Moise Binai, don't prove that she's a Charshis. If he's a Charsh Mikor, so it's Ishus the Rabbonin, and says she can't make Chalitza. So Memele. So that was Rabbi Yosef's Kash. Why didn't he ask from this Bobe? Let's just see one Toisvis. My time aloy Toisvi Meho. Taimo lari, de mahoya bedaite shalabayish lehik shalay mizais above shehir shayne. This is the first bov in the Mishnah. So you have to krich to the middle of the Mishnah to ask a kasha, but vikushi taimo lari tzorech lachol eilu habovis.